Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Sea Life Center admitted a juvenile northern sea otter to the Wildlife Response Program on the evening of November 16th. The 11-kilogram male is estimated to be between 6 and 8 months old. The otter was first reported over a month ago with significant facial trauma and head swelling in the Seward small boat harbor. The Sea Life Center says community members played a vital role in reporting sightings of the injured otter to the ASLC team. However, due to his activity level and the challenging locations of sightings, immediate intervention was not possible. The young otter has shown promising behaviors so far. He is eating well and grooming his coat, which are critical behaviors for his recovery. Kenai National Wildlife Refuge manager Andy Loringer announced on Friday a partial opening of the refuge to snow machine use. All areas of the refuge traditionally open to snow machining lying north of the Kisilof River and Tustamita Lake will be open effective 12:01 on Sunday, December 1st. Closed areas in this portion of the refuge include the Swan Lake and Swanson River canoe systems, all areas above timberline, and areas within the Skelak Wildlife Recreation Area, except that Hidden Kelly, Peterson, and Engineer Lakes are open to provide snow machine access for ice fishing pending sufficient ice. The southern portion of the refuge, including the Caribou Hills, remains closed to snow machining at this time due to lack of adequate snow cover. The refuge advises that snow machine users exercise caution, especially on lakes, rivers, and streams that may not be sufficiently frozen. In addition, rocks and tree stumps can be hazardous in areas with less snow accumulation. For more information, please contact the refuge headquarters at 907-262-7021, online at kenai.fws.gov, or visit the refuge headquarters on Ski Hill Road in Soldotna. The Aurora Borealis Charter School application for charter renewal was unanimously approved by the Kenai Peninsula Borough School Board on Monday, November 18th. During the same meeting, the school board also approved the application for a proposed Kenaitse Indian Tribe Charter School.
You know, there's a lot of good things that happen at some of our charter schools, so we're happy to move forward.
That was KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland. Aurora Borealis Charter School was seeking the renewal of its charter for the next school year through the 2035-36 school year. The renewal process, which is usually a standard process, was hampered this year, but only slightly, by questions regarding the school's funding and policies for some of its services, most notably special education. Ultimately, the charter was approved.
It did come up some questions about special education and how our students with special education needs served at Aurora Borealis Charter School, because those are concerns that come up to the board over years. That comes up, some of the questions about socioeconomic status and disabilities, and they responded. They did make some language changes to how special education students are received in the building and the services, the process for services, all of that. So I think it went well.
Holland said the board asking questions is part of the process, and he's pleased with how Aurora Borealis responded. The Kenaitse Charter School application will now go to the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development for consideration during a meeting in March of next year. For the third straight year, Wasilla resident Esther Keim has been flying low and slow in a small plane over rural parts of south-central Alaska, dropping frozen turkeys to those who can't simply run out to the grocery store. Keim grew up on a small Alaska homestead in Squintna.
We had a friend that would fly and drop a turkey for Thanksgiving. I just remember it being just so exciting and so fun. We were visiting the cabin, and I was visiting our closest neighbor out there. He was saying how one squirrel doesn't split three ways very far for dinner. And I had a thought in my head when he said that I'm going to airdrop him a turkey. And then it just turned into, you know, I'm going to do this for all the families that are still out there.
Keim buys about 20 turkeys at a time with the help of donations, usually by people reaching out to her through Facebook. She wraps them in plastic garbage bags and lets them sit in the bed of her pickup until she can arrange a flight. She contacts families on social media to let them know of impending deliveries, and then they buzz the house so the homeowners will come outside. Ultimately, Keim says she hopes to set up a nonprofit organization to solicit more donations and reach people across a bigger swath of the state. And it doesn't have to stop at turkeys. There's so many kids out in the village, she said, it would be cool to maybe add a stuffed animal or something that they can hold. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.